Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen throws to second for one, and Buford throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Aaron moves to second. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron scores. Howard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball four. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega takes first base on ball four. Epstein moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Ag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ag is 0 for 1 in the game. Ag hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ortega strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Berry reaches second base with a double. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy John. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine strikes out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Casanova reaches second base with a double. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Casanova and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. One out. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ortega strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Pete Ward pinch hits for Don McMahon. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing center field. Hank Allen now playing left field. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Epstein reaches second base with a double. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ortega strikes out. Two outs. Dignan pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Brinkman now playing shortstop. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.